to the Adventures in Arting podcast. My name is Julie Fayfan Balzer, and I am joined by my beautiful co-host, my mother.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. This is, well, you should introduce yourself, of course. Your name is?
Eileen Shue Balzer.
Excellent. And together, we are going to be hosting this wonderful podcast, the Adventures in Arting podcast, every other week. And our plan is really that the podcast is about exactly what it sounds like. It's about arting. It's about whether you're making art, you're seeing art, you're buying art, you're appreciating art, you're making a career in art. God, there are only so many times you can say the word art, but we are excited about really covering not just being a professional artist, but really a lot of stuff about being an appreciator of art and living an artful life. So, Mom, do you want to talk a little bit about your role on the show?
My role is to be your faithful assistant, make you sound good, laugh at your jokes, and fill the empty air.
Oh, how perfect. Except that your role also includes being totally brilliant and giving really insightful comments about all sorts of things. My mother, who, if you've taken a workshop from me or if you've been to CHA and see me, you've probably met her. She's my erstwhile traveling companion and happy friend. And basically, she has been a collector of art and a supporter of art for as long as I can remember. And she has also tolerated very much being dragged to many scrapbooking events and other classes of all kinds. There was one point where I made you get certified in precious metal clay, I remember. But, you know, she's always been up for it to go and see what it is. But her house is a beautiful house that's filled with wonderful art, you know, from the tiles to the what's hanging on the walls. And of course, she dresses in a cool, funky, artistic way. And she is the best cook around, bar none. I'm sorry to all the other moms out there, but really, I have the best mom cook ever. So, you know, and I think she has taught me
a lot.
You're welcome. And she has taught me a lot about being artistic sort of in your everyday life, the little things that you do. So,
you know what I think? I think that living an artful life just means putting some thought into things beyond just doing it off the top of your head. I mean, for example, you put the parsley on, but you have thought about it, how it's going to go on and whether it should go on. Or you, when you get dressed in the morning, you actually think about, oh, this looks good with this, or this is not interesting. It's just about being thoughtful.
I agree.
That's where the art is.
I agree. I mean, I think that anything art really for me comes about intent. Do you know what I mean? People often go to like a modern art museum and they say, my, you know, third grader could do better than this. But the thing that I always say is I think so much more than, I mean, I don't want to get into an argument about whether or not that's true, but talking just from a point of view of the intellect of it, it's really what was the artist's intent? What were they trying to do? What were they trying to communicate? That even if your third grader was capable of physically doing it, would they have intellectually and emotionally been trying to communicate that point of view?
I think that's a reason why for some people, very modern art is difficult because it sometimes depends on understanding the artist's life and the artist's philosophy. Whereas you look at an old master and you think, oh, I get that. It's a peach on a plate. But there's actually intent and philosophy behind that too. It's just you don't need it to recognize the peach on the plate.
I think that's a great point. I actually have a lot of trouble with some really contemporary art that requires like a, you know, you have to read a 10-page document to understand it. But we can talk about that on a whole episode, I'm sure, for more than an hour, no doubt. But my hope for this podcast, and I think our hope that we've discussed now, is that we really want this to be something that is an invitation to everyone to sort of talk about and think about all the little things and how you live, along with, I hope, some helpful advice about career and making art and all that kind of stuff. So,
and just encouragement.
Yes.
I think positive encouragement to do whatever it is you're doing and not be worried about what other people think.
I agree. And I think, you know, my mom has absolutely been my rock in terms of the encouragement area of my artistic career. I know for a fact, because she's always been the one who said, just do it. Stop being afraid. Just jump in. Just do it. You can do it. You can go forward. You know, and she's always the first thing that she does when every morning is she calls me and she tells me her opinion on my blog post. Sometimes they're good opinions and sometimes they're less positive reviews. And often there are comments on grammar or spelling, some of which I fix and some of which I don't. But, you know, I think it's important to feel confident and excited about whatever it is that you're doing. So that's our hope. We're going to be here every other week talking about this, hopefully doing a little bit of arguing, bickering, certainly laughing a lot. We're going to have a great slew of guests and other people to add their point of view to the conversation. And I really hope that you will join us for the Adventures in Arting podcast. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.